What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. Going live again. Still testing some stuff out, changing camera angles, so if it's a little bit different. The layout is a little bit different. And actually, I think now that I'm looking at it, it actually... Now, this is how we... Actually, this should be like this. See, now we're doing stuff on the fly here. We are testing out the layout. Yep, there we go. Okay, well, so then we want to make this a little bit bigger. Yeah, cool. So there we go. Like I said, still testing some stuff out, kind of figuring out the layout of how I want everything to look on the show. I mean, I think I like how the graphics are turning out. I like how, you know, we've been editing some of the videos. There isn't much editing that really goes into those videos that are going to be posted on YouTube, because they're pretty much just going to be chopped up from the actual live stream that we're doing. So the audio version will be a podcast as well. So that's going to be exciting as well, getting kind of back into the podcasting. At one point, I was doing, like, daily podcasting, and that was a lot of fun. I got away from that a little bit in 2021, and then 2022 has kind of been up and down in terms of how much content is coming out and what type of content's coming out. So, you know, who knows at this point? Like, maybe it's the podcast that ends up being more prominent. Maybe it's YouTube. I don't know. I'm trying a bunch of stuff out. Like I said, learning OBS. So let's get into the show today. So first we have Optic Gaming announced that they're doing a partnership with the Rangers. They're going to be throwing out the first pitch. Apparently part of the partnership is that they're going to be giving out Optic baseball jerseys if you buy a ticket to the game. I think you have to go to the game. I was listening to Hex talk about this on, you know, Optic. If you follow Optic, they're one of the best content teams in the game for the most part. So they are always coming out with new innovative stuff. And on one of the podcasts that Hex is on, like I said, they have a ton of them. So I'm not sure which one it was. But he was saying that if you go to the game, you're going to get an Optic jersey. And they're throwing out the first pitch, which I think is really cool. And if you look at the actual... Let me pull up the graphics that they have here. Pretty cool, I think. You know, baseball style. I think it's... We've seen a lot of teams do this. Let's see if you can see the whole thing. I can't. Like I said, we're learning here. Let me just extend this a little bit so you can see it. Yeah, so that's kind of the design of the cards themselves. We've seen a lot of sports card related graphics used in sports. I mean, I think this is just kind of an interesting crossover. I think for the most part, we haven't really seen too much crossover between gaming and sports cards. I know Upper Deck has the licensing for like a ton of the different esports, like Overwatch. I'm not sure if they have League of Legends, but like the gaming industry, I think, is one that I'd love to see more cards of. I mean, Call of Duty specifically too. I've gotten really into Call of Duty. Like I said, a lot of my inspiration for my type of content is coming from kind of the Call of Duty people who are producing content. I mean, I think it's really cool that what ends up happening in Call of Duty, and I can kind of give you a little bit of background if you're not super into esports, a lot of the players end up going into media. So, you know, that's where I'm seeing a lot of my inspiration from when it comes to these types of sports, or esports and the content that they're producing. Optic, for example, they are... It's definitely an interesting story, and I actually recommend going and checking out, like, I think the Score Esports and Esports News does some really great documentaries on Optic, and if you're into esports at all, I mean, you haven't seen that, it's definitely something I'd recommend going to check out, is their kind of full documentary that they have for Optic and how, like, Hex got Optic back, and he sold it. It's really cool. So, like, one of the cool partnerships here is, like, the Optic going to be throwing out the first pitch at the Rangers game. And then another kind of piece of this is that it was announced a couple months ago that Call of Duty League essentially is like the franchise league. It's like the NBA, the NFL, the MLB of Call of Duty esports. There's 12 teams, and they announced that they're going to be doing a full line of cards. The interesting thing I think about these cards specifically is actually that they're from the Cold War season. So that's two seasons ago. It's kind of like almost what Panini's doing, where they're almost a season behind on coming out with cards of players. But essentially what this is like the last game, the new Call of Duty comes out, I think, in October or November. And the last game, the season itself ended in August. So, like, the Professional League plays, I think next year it's from December until July, I believe. I forget exactly the timeline, but they have, you know, professional seasons the same way that sports have professional seasons. Like, right now they're going through something called Roster Mania, which is all the teams are trying to get players for next season. So that season, with the last one was Call of Duty Vanguard, and the season before that was Cold War, which... I'll be interested to see when they come out with this full checklist who's on it, because there are some interesting names of people who played in Cold War but didn't play in Vanguard, which was this last game. So it's going to be interesting to see then what they do with these cards, you know, next season. Like, are they going to skip Vanguard and go right into Modern Warfare 2? I don't really know, but I think it's definitely going to be pretty cool. I mean, we're going to see some cool optic cards. Like, so G Fuel came out with cards that were, I think they were from Cold War as well. Like, you ordered a certain amount of G Fuel and you got the a free pack with the cards. It had personalities, like Courage, for example. It had the, you know what, it must have been Cold War, because it was, I believe, Envoy, and these are players that you, if you're watching this and this is your first time learning about esports cards, like, you probably don't know who any of these players are. But either way, so your Optic had Envoy and Formal, so it must have been Cold War because they weren't in the last one. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with these cards, like how popular, or if they even become popular. I mean, I'm going to be interested to see, like, what these prices end up being. I can't imagine they'll be super high. But this actually kind of gets into my next point a little bit. Talking about a player. So, Serena Williams played in her... last tennis match the other day. She announced that she's going to be retiring before the U.S. Open. Which, you know, that was this tournament that's going on right now. So, she announced that she's going to retire. I put out a podcast probably, like, the beginning of 2020, and I talked about, like, the non-traditional sports cards and, like, goats from those sports, and wondered, you know, what could happen with those cards. So, for example, I think I talked about, in that podcast, I think it was, like, Tiger Woods, Mike Tyson, and Serena Williams were basically the three players that I talked about in that one. So Serena actually has a couple different cards. So, like, the first card that I probably would look into, if you're looking into any of her cards, is going to be the 2003 Net Pros set. So there's a couple different variations that I think are important to know. So there's the regular base set, which I think there's, like, a ton of those. And then there's also a glossy version, which in the factory sets, there was one, I forget the exact configurations of it, but I know that there was only 100 made. So I think what it must have been was there was one glossy card per factory set. So I think that they said, I think that's what it was. So the glossy variation, I don't believe the cards are numbered, but there was only 100 of them made. So, like, those ones are kind of going to be a step up. But the next card that I think is very interesting that, I don't know if you're on the internet, then you know who this guy is. He is the co-founder of Reddit. Like, he created Reddit. He's also Serena Williams' husband. And I think he put out this very interesting tweet. He also is one of the co-founders of Alt, which Alt is doing something pretty interesting where they bought 4 or 5 of the big one of ones at the National from this year's Prism Football. Like, I think they bought, like, the Jalen Mills, the Trevor Lawrence, the Trey Lance, and I don't know if they bought the Mac Jones or the Wilson, but the Wilson. I don't remember which of those two they ended up buying. But either way, so he actually said that there's only 8 PSA 10s of the 99 Sports Illustrated for Kids perforated card. So, like, if you remember this, I mean, I remember it pretty vividly, like, getting these Sports Illustrated for Kids, taking out the cards that were in there, you know, folding them up, taking them out. These cards came from those magazines. So they're pretty hard to grade, to be honest. Like, another one that's kind of like that perforated one is the Rock Bumblebee card from when he played in football in Miami. That was another one that was like that. So he said that he owns 4 of the 8, which I think is really cool. It's interesting. It's cool. You know, you could look at it and say, well, he's cornering the market, but I don't even, you know, it isn't like he's just some random guy. Like, he's obviously Serena Williams' husband, so it's not like he's really cornering any market, to be honest. He's obviously into sports cards, which is really cool. Of all the companies that kind of started, I think Alt is definitely one of the best, you know, companies that kind of has started sort of in this, I guess you could call it a post-pandemic era. I mean, we saw some companies kind of come in and then come out. And Alt is, like I said, been one of the ones that's sort of, you know, I think made a stay in the industry. And I don't know, I guess it's maybe something to look in a little bit more. Like, I think they have a good grasp on kind of what people are interested in and kind of the, you know, maybe some of the things of the industry that people want more of. And maybe that's why. I think they had a really good referral program, like, when they first launched. I think it was like $50 or something for a referral, which I think has gone down now. So that definitely could be something else that, you know, altered the sort of trajectory of the company, was getting a bunch of people into Alt right when they started. But also then, you know, it ends up being a good company. And I think that's sort of, you know, for a while, it was sort of one of the companies that, like, I was hearing that people were saying you could get deals there and then either sell on eBay or sell, you know, up on, do like flip on Alt, stuff along those lines. But, like, getting customers in the door, I think it can be hard for the sports card industry, because what happens with sports cards for sure is that people don't like change at all. Like, if any news that comes out really about, you know, anything new in the sports card industry, people just hate it. Like, they just do not like things that are new. So I think it's impressive for them to come in and kind of, you know, make a statement, I guess, honestly, because they came in and they did a good job at getting people in and then also having a good product. Alt was also the company that sold the one-of-one Josh Allen the other day. One thing that's not really part of that kind of conversation, but, like, something that I thought was really interesting was that it was with Contenders Football, and, like I said, this is a, I don't know where this is going to go, but with the Contenders Football, they have variations, but they also had numbered variations. So, like, the one-of-one Josh Allen that sold was the actual one-of-one, but then, like, a couple months ago, there was the one-of-one variation that was pulled, and, you know, as most of you probably know, I do videos for a collectible, and, you know, one of the pieces of one of the videos that I made was talking about that card, and I thought it was the same one, and then I realized it was different. I had to not really completely change the video, but change a part of the video. But, you know, it should say on their variation or something, or variation ticket or something along those lines. Like, it does have a different logo and a different picture, but it's like, if you're new coming into sports cards, how are you even supposed to really know the difference between, you know, the Contenders base and the Contenders variation? It's a little bit confusing, but that's kind of beside the point. But so Alt sold the one-of-one non-variation Josh Allen, which I think is really cool. And we'll see, like, going forward, you know, the companies, I think, that are starting the vault first are going to, I think they're fixing some of the roadblocks maybe that people have within cards, to be honest. Like, I think maybe one of the issues that people have is, like, the buying and selling and shipping of cards, like UPS, like, people are, you know, with UPS in general has actually had issues with, like, people taking mail, which, you know, if you are somebody selling sports cards, or if you're somebody, now, if you're somebody that's working in this, you know, the mail industry or whatever, and you're into cards, like, you probably know what the package is going to look like, unfortunately. So, like, you're going to run into issues where, you know, packages get lost, people take the cards. So I think, like, even Check Out My Cards, for example. I'm surprised that Check Out My Cards hasn't become more popular, and maybe they're sort of catering towards an audience that they don't really necessarily want to grow, I guess, because they have so many cards on their platform, and it's all, you know, they're trading digitally. They're trading digitally the physical assets, which is sort of what Alt is doing, which is, you've seen that with, like, PWCC does that now, eBay does that now. So I think the vaults and the physical ownership of a card that you can trade digitally is something that, you know, when I first got into the industry, it was actually one of the ways that I got into cards in general was from playing MLB The Show. And one of the things that I really liked about MLB The Show was trading, buying and selling the cards on the market, essentially. And that's what I kind of thought you could do with sports cards. It ended up not being as easy as I sort of expected, you know, with the, and this was before a lot of, like, the big companies, you know. This was even before, like, Star Stock. Like, it was, like, check out my cards, and I think the Pit was another one that, the Pit was another company that I knew of that sort of did this digital trading thing first. So I don't know. I mean, I think, like, check out my cards. Like, you see all of these other companies raising money, but check out my cards really hasn't. I don't know how or what they would do. I realistically would check out my cards. The thing that I would do would just be upgrade the website. But at the same time, it's like, you know, why change a good thing? You know, if you have it working and you know it's working, like, why make a change there, I guess, is sort of maybe what they're thinking. But yeah, so, I mean, Serena, like I said, absolute legend. We'll see in a few years what happens with tennis cards. I think there are a couple tennis players right now. I think his name is Carlos Alcaraz, I think is his last name. I'm not 100% sure if that's how it's pronounced or if I'm missing any of the letters there, but he's like this young up-and-coming star who's getting a card in NetPro, which is the company that made the Serena card in 2003, which I think that 2003 NetPro set is probably going to be one that ends up, you know, if you're looking for some sort of iconic sealed wax, I think that set has Roger Federer, Djokovic, and Serena Williams. It's like a crazy set from that year. But if you're looking to go even higher with Serena Williams, this 1999 Sports Illustrated for Kids card is going to be the one that you probably want to go with, but it's definitely going to be a lot more expensive than, you know, the 2003 NetPros card. And the last topic we're going to talk about, on a previous video, I talked about how quarterbacks, in general can be kind of dangerous, when it comes to, you know, investing or however you want to look at it. And this isn't really necessarily about quarterbacks specifically. It kind of is. I mean, you see that, like, there's always another prospect. And I think that's kind of the point of this, kind of the point of what I'm trying to make here is that, like, whether it's, you know, Wander Franco or it's Zion Williamson or if it's Trevor Lawrence, like, there's always a new prospect within the hobby, but also within just, like, that people are excited for. Like, Arch Manning is, I think he's a senior, so he's committed to Texas, which also is an interesting kind of conversation, because at Texas, they just got a transfer, I think his name is Quinn Evans, I think his name is, and he's their starter this year, but then you have Arch Manning coming in, and it's like, you know, what are they going to do? Like, is this guy going to transfer again? Is there going to be a quarterback battle? I mean, we'll see. Like, Arch Manning, like, one thing that I think is interesting with these NIL deals as well is, like, I think that we're seeing almost what happened in, like, NFTs and cards, where it's, like, everybody was winning. Everybody was eating. You know, so, like, when these NIL deals start happening, you see everybody's getting a deal. And there's getting all of these ridiculous deals. And, you know, for example, you get these all these ridiculous deals, and it's, like, sometimes for some players that might be better than even playing or getting some sort of going to the NFL and getting a contract. You know, the quarterback for LSU, who took a step back and isn't playing anymore, I think he made like $5 or $6 million, and it could be a little bit lower than that. I forget exactly what it was, but it was something in that range where he made like a ton of money from NIL. And I think Spencer Rattler was kind of similar, where he made a ton of money from NIL. And he just didn't even, he was just like, I'm good, like, that's it. Like, and I think that's what you're going to see with these NIL deals. So, you know, prospecting in that area. Now, with football, it's a little bit different than, you know, baseball. Because with football, like, there aren't really any cards of these players, at least for the time being. Like, we'll see Arch Manning. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he signs some sort of NIL deal with Topps or Panini. Like, once he gets to college, you know, there's a chance that he might even sign some sort of NIL deal this year. Like, we saw, like, Mikey Williams, for example, and there may be a rule with playing in high school versus playing, like, I think Mikey Williams was a senior this past year. I think he was. And he signed, actually, I don't remember if he signed an NIL deal, but he did get a Topps Now card. So, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe Topps is waiting for Arch Manning to play in some sort of game. Like, maybe he wins, I don't know, the state championship or something, and then he's going to get a card. But we'll see kind of who ends up jumping in, because we also saw College Bowman cards for football and for basketball for Tops. So, like, if Arch Manning goes, like, I wouldn't be surprised if we see that. But since also Panini owns, you know, the licensing for college, I guess, you know, they might even start coming out with some sort of college product that is, like, going to top over what Topps is doing. But it's also, you know, there's a ton of prospects right now. And I think maybe we're looking at it almost similarly to, like, you know, maybe it's a similar sort of era to, like, Zion Williamson, Trevor Lawrence, where they kind of both came up the ranks at the same time throughout college. And then, you know, they make it to the league. And, you know, you could argue that Zion still hasn't shown that he has lost it or can play. But on the other hand, you're also looking at, let's see, like, Trevor Lawrence. And he's only played the one season. Playing for Jacksonville, not phenomenal, but either way. You have, like, LeBron James' son. Now you have Arch Manning, which I believe is Peyton, which I think is Peyton Manning and Eli Manning's nephew, which is, I think they're, I forget, Cooper, I think is his name, and their brother. Or that might be the dad. I forget off the top of my head, but either way. So you're seeing another era of these prospects that are going to come in. And I think, honestly, after these prospects get to the league, we might even see some of these NIL deals really come down a little bit. Because, like I said, I think it may be similar to, like, the cryptocurrency, the sports card bubble, where it's like everybody got a deal right at first, and then they end up being way overvalued, and then they just totally collapse. So, like, we'll see exactly what's going to happen with some of these NIL deals, and we'll also see with a player like Arch Manning, like, is he going to get a Topps card or a Panini card, or, you know, what card ends up being the one that you want for him? You know, at this point, we really don't know. And, you know, with Bronny James, LeBron James' son, who he also has another son of, who apparently is better, Bryce. So that's another player. I mean, are they going to sign with Upper Deck because their dad's with Upper Deck? I would guess so. But at the same time, like, there's some interesting kind of stuff around prospects that I think in a few years we're going to see some changes, maybe within sports cards, maybe within the NIL. But I do think that once sort of we see a couple more years of, like, the Arch Mannings and the Bronny Jameses, we're going to see some changes throughout, you know, those types of industries for sure. All right, and that is it. I think I'll have to get like a fan or something. It's hot. That's all for the show. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We've got the YouTube videos coming out, too. So if you're watching this after the fact, thank you for watching. Make sure you like and subscribe. I think that's what YouTubers say. I don't know if it's... I guess maybe I'm now a YouTuber. I'm trying to get the lingo down, all that kind of good stuff. But that's all I got for today's show. So I want to thank you, everybody, for watching. If you're watching this after the fact or you're listening to it, make sure you like, subscribe, all that type of stuff.